As we continue our series of shiurim on the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, the question that many ask is, can one fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim by calling the person who's not well on the telephone? If we look in the Torah, in Yerideya, Simin Shin Lamed Hei, the Torah says, mitzvah gedoyla hi levakas achayla. It's a very big mitzvah to me, mevak achayla. Shemetoy kach yivakash alav rachmim. If you be mevak achaylam, you will ask for that chayla, you'll daven for him. V'nimtza kila mechaya isoy. V'gam metoych shirei ehu, ma'ayin binyonoy. When you see this person, you see whatever he needs. So the Torah says there are two reasons for Bikur Cholim. One is to daven on behalf of the Chayla, and the other reason is to see what he needs. Another pshat that some Rishonim suggest is that sometimes the Chayla has to be told that he needs to do tshuva, and that's the way that a person fulfills Bikur Cholim. Sometimes, as we just spoke at the end of our previous shiur, the person who's doing the visiting needs to do tshuva, and that is accomplished through the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So, of course, the Shaila of Tshuvos, Minchas Yitzchok, Chelek Beis Simen Pei Dalid says that the proper way of doing Bikur Cholim is by personally visiting the person who's not well. But it clearly seems that his opinion is that if it's difficult to personally visit that individual, you could fulfill the mitzvah Bikur Cholim by calling him on the telephone. And so too, if we follow, as we discussed in our previous shiur, the opinion of the Debrett Sinarov, we quoted his tshuva in the previous shiur. The Debrett Sinarov in that tshuva says that the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, there's a nafkamina between the Raisa and the Rabbana. And he says, with the Raisa, you fulfill the mitzvah of the Chayla as soon as you make sure that the Chayla has what he needs. With the Rabbana, you have to do personally visiting the Chayla. It could be, I was thinking, not that he says it explicitly, but I was thinking that maybe what the Debrett Sinarov means to say in that tshuva is that, again, you certainly fulfill the basic mitzvah of Bikur Cholim if you call him on the telephone. But if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim mid Rabbanon, the Rabbanon were more machmer in this mitzvah. What does it mean that the Rabbanon were more machmer in this mitzvah? What that means is that the Rabbanon said that the person should personally go visit the Chayla and should not just rely on making a phone call. The Shaila of Tshuvos, Rav Yonason Steif, Marish Steif, Simen Reish Tzadik Dalid, also discusses this question. And he, very interestingly, connected very much to an issue that we discussed in our previous shiur. In our previous shiur, we quoted three psukim that could be the source for the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. One is the pasuk of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamecha. The other was the pasuk Achrei Hashem Teileichen V'alachtem B'drachav. And the other pasuk that we quoted was Vadatlam as a derech yelchba, that's a master shayasin. So he seems to say as follows. If we're learning the obligation of Bikkur Cholim from the Pasuk of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, so we would be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim just by calling on the phone. But if we learn it from the Pasuk of Adat L'Mes Aderech Yelchuba Vasamasa Shiyasun, or even, which was the Pasuk the Rambam says, is the basis why the Baha'i considers Bikkur Cholim a mitzvah to say Daraisa, or if we follow the Ramban's approach that we quoted in our previous year, that we learn the mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim from the Pasuk of Alach Drachov, and just like the Gemara Masechta Soita says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went to Mevakeh Cholim. He went to Mevakeh Cholim Avraham Avinu. So too, we personally should go be Mevakeh Cholim. If that's the way we learn the obligation, so that would be the nafka mina. If you learn it from Vahafta L'Reacha Kamoicha, you would not be obligated to go personally. If we learn it from the pasuk of V'lachta B'drachov of Derech HaShiel Chabon, then there would be an obligation to go personally to Mevaka Chayla. And in fact, the Shar Mitzvah B'Alocha in Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph says that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim through a telephone, because the fact that we learn the entire concept and all of the halachas of Bikkur Cholim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu visiting Avraham Avinu, and there certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have sent a shliach, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not rely on a shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoi be'atzmoi went to visit Avraham Avinu. From there we see that the obligation of Bikkur Cholim cannot be done through the telephone. The Chelkas Yaakov and the Shalos HaTshuvos Yoyredeya Simen Kupay Ches uses actually our Gemara as a raya, our sugya that we began this entire sugya as a raya that Bikkur Cholim can only be fulfilled by personally visiting the Cholim. Because he says as follows, a beautiful raya. Our Gemara began, as we mentioned, where somebody's not well, and there's also to have hanor from this individual. And the question was, could he fulfill his obligation of Bikkur Cholim? Could he go visit him and do the mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim? And the question that comes up is that if, and the Gemara and the Mishnah Paskin, as we began, that the person could go visit the person who's not well, but he could only visit him by standing when he visits. He can't visit him when to sit down. So, says the Chelkas Yaakov, if one could fulfill the mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim, and what's the reason you're allowed to go standing? Because you're going to do the mitzvah. Sitting, the Gemara gave a number of reasons why sitting would not be permitted. But if one can fulfill the mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim without personally visiting the person who's not well, so then we're doing only the minimum, what the mitzvah absolutely requires. So the mitzvah, the absolute minimum, can be fulfilled without personally going to visit the Cholim. So why are you allowed to even go in, even if you're just going to stand? Says the Chelkas Yaakov, from here is a raya that we could only fulfill the mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim by actually personally being there. And that's why the Mishnah says, you're allowed to go, but you're only allowed to go standing. You're not allowed to go sitting, visiting that Cholim. Rav Moshe, in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Igros Moshe Yerodeya, Chelek Aleph, Simon Reish Chof Gimel, interestingly, also takes a much stronger approach. He says, number one, when you personally visit the Cholim, you see in a much better way what this Cholim needs and what you can do on his behalf. But furthermore, he says, and in fact, the Paiskim say that one of the reasons, it's not an acceptable reason, as we'll discuss, but one of the reasons people are somewhat more lenient in the mitzvah b'kach ha'olam is because they say, especially if Rachman al-Tzlan, this person who's not well is in the hospital and he's under good care, so I can't help. But as we're learning, and as we said at the beginning of this year, a very important component of the mitzvah of b'kach ha'olam is also being mispalel for the chayla. And you can only be mispalel for the chayla if you know that he's a chayla. And Ramesh in that tshuva says that you could, the tefillah that will mispalel for the chayla when the chayla is there is a much more potent tefillah. That's why the halach is that when the chayla is there, you don't have to even mention his name. And perhaps, as the Gemara teaches us later, is the halacha is that the Shekhinah finds itself by the Chayla. And certainly that's a place to be mispalel. And therefore, says Ramosha, it's much better, and certainly the right way to do the mitzvah b'kach ha'olam is by actually visiting the chayla, who personally, and not relying on any phone calls. The Gemara on that Lamed Tes Amud Beis continues by teaching us Tanya, b'kach ha'olam ein lo shir. The Rash asks that the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Peah teaches us Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lam Shir, and the Mishnah doesn't mention B'kach ha'olam. Yet Al Gemara is teaching us that B'kach ha'olam is from the mitzvahs She'ein Lam Shir. So why, asks the Rash, is that not mentioned in that Mishnah? So he answers that b'kach ha'olam is in the category of gemilas chasadim, and that's why it's already mentioned. Din Yaakov says a very interesting teretz. Din Yaakov says that as much as we're learning the importance of the mitzvah of b'kach ha'olam, says the Yaakov, sometimes there's a mitzvah not to mevaka chayla, where it's better for the chayla not to be bothered than we shouldn't be mevaka the chayla. And that's why it can't be mentioned, because bika chayla is not a mitzvah that should always be fulfilled. You have to see what is the situation. Another teretz that I saw the Mefarshim suggest, that b'kach ha'olam is not something that involves always or typically chasar and kis. It doesn't involve usually spending any money to fulfill the mitzvah. And the Mishnah is only mentioning mitzvahs that involve a financial expenditure. So again, the Gemara says, Tanya, b'kach ha'olam ein lam shir, my ein lam shir, favor of Yosef Lameimer, she'en lo shir lamatan tzchara. That there is no shir for the schar. The schar is infinite. Om labaya v'chamitzus mi yesh lamatan shir lamatan tzchara. Does that mean to imply that for other mitzvahs there is amount of schar? But tanan havazor b'mitzvah kala b'chamura. You have to be careful with every mitzvah. Sheni atidei matan scharen shal mitzvahs. We see that every mitzvah comes with tremendous schar. Elam Abaya. Abaya says what the pasuk means, what the brayso means to teach us is afilu gadol eitz katan. That even a gadol even a gadol should visit a katan. Rav Amar afilu meipam b'yoyim. What the Brisa means to say is you should fulfill the mitzvah even if it means going 100 times a day. So the Shita Mekubetzes asks a question. We know that the Torah teaches us the important mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, but at the same time the Torah says V'salanto. And the Gemara explains, and this Gemara appears in other places in Shas, Pa'amim Sha'atim Salim. There are times that one is not obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara said, Zokin Deinu Lefi Kvoido. Let's say the individual who finds this lost object is a Zokin and is a person that would not, that doesn't, it's not befitting for him to have to schlep and return this lost object. He doesn't have the obligation of Hashavas Aveda. So the question is, as the Shita, just like we see by the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, that a Zokin is not obligated to fulfill that mitzvah, as the Shita Mekubet says, so too should be the halacha by Bikachaylim, that if it's not befitting, he should not be obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikachaylim. So, the Shalman Nedarim answers this question, that one should not make a mistake, he says. That indeed, although the Torah teaches us v'salamta by the mitzvah Shavas Aveda, that pa'omim sh'atam is'alim, says the Shalman Adarim, that's a special rule that's stated regarding the mitzvah Shavas Aveda. It doesn't apply to any other mitzvah. And by other mitzvahs, we don't have this heter. I saw, apparently, the Tzetzeshenover Rebbe had a whole discussion with the G'dayle Apoiskim, because I saw the Chalkus Yaakov, the Meches Yitzchak, the Gris Moshe, all discuss with him this mitzvah of Bikachaylim. And he says that Bikachaylim is doesn't involve any bezoyin. So one can't say it's not lefi kvoida. And he says another explanation. He says that when is there a heter of zokin ve'ein lefi kvoida? He says the heter of zokin ve'ein lefi kvoidai is only in a situation where it's not obvious that the person is fulfilling a mitzvah. That means I find an object that's lost and I carry it in the street. You don't know that I'm carrying it to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And if it's a zokin ve'ein lefi kvoidai, I'm not obligated to do Hashavas Aveda. But when somebody's going to visit in the hospital, it's obvious that he's going to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikachaylim, and therefore you don't have the heter of Zokin Venelfi Kvoida. But then, Ramosha in Yerodea, Igris Moshe Yerodea Chelek Alf Simresh Chapez, has a beautiful explanation why over here we don't have the heter of Zokin Vein Ulfi Kvaidai. Because he says, how do we fulfill the mitzvah of Bikachaylim? He says, the way we fulfill the mitzvah of Bikachaylim is the way how do we judge Zokin Vein Ulfi Kvaidai? We're saying that for the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, there's a heter of Zokin Ve'ein Lefi Kvoidai. So how do we determine if it's a Zokin Ve'ein Lefi Kvoidai? So the Gemara gives us the answer. The Gemara says, would it be your object? Would you still say it's not your covet to carry this object? If that's what you would say, then you have a heter of Zokin Ve'ein Lefi Kvoidai. But if it's an object where it's yours, you would carry it, then you don't have a patur of Zokin Ve'ein Lefi Kvoidai by Hashavas Aveda. Says Reb Moshe, The same thing when it comes to Bikachayim. Is there anybody who could say, is there anyone who could say that Zok Venel Fik Foydoy means that if he was sick, he doesn't want to be taken care of? Anyone who Rachmanu Litzlan Lo Yalein was sick, of course wants to be taken care of. So he doesn't have the heter of Zokain Venel Fik Kfoydoy. So Posh Pshat, as we said, Abaye says Godel Eitz Cotton. Godel Eitz Cotton means that even a great person is allowed to visit and should visit a person who's of a lower stature. But I saw a very powerful pshat from the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer says that Godel Eitz Cotton means that a person should not spend a lot of time visiting a sick person. Godel Eitzel Cotton, you're coming to visit a person, Eitzel Cotton, make it short. And I saw a fact that the Brisker Rav once went to visit a chayla, and he said that that's pshat in our Gemara. Gemara says that Abaye says afilu godel Eitzel Cotton, and Rav says afilu meir pamim b'yoyim. So posh pshat, they were having a machlokes, Rav and Abaye. Rav is saying, Abaye is saying what Elon Shah means, that a godel should visit a cotton. And Rav is saying what the Bryce means, says, even may upon him be yoyim. But according to this, they're not arguing. They're saying the same thing. It's important when you visit a chayla to see what the chayla needs. And sometimes what's best for the chayla is that you shouldn't bother him. So you should go meyapam b'yoyim, says Rava. Go 100 times during the day, but make sure that every visit is very short and not be a tircha on the chayla. The Shita explains, Shita says a very bechidish. The Shita says that what Rava means to say with afilu meyapam b'yoyim, he means to say that even if the person is going to, if you go visit a chayla 100 times a day, it's going to take away from your job. You have a job, you can't do your job. If you're going to visit a chayla 100 times a day, still the halach is that bika chaylam, says the shita, is different than all other mitzvahs. Because as we said earlier, the pasuk says Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilchu, and the Torah is teaching us that Bikur Chayilim is such an important mitzvah that even if it means taking off from your work and losing from your earnings, you're supposed to do the mitzvah Bikur Chayilim.